Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from down in Tampa is, of course, Sweeney Murdy. Hi, Sween. How are you?
Good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm good. I'll be better on Sunday when I'm down in Florida, but right now.
Okay, where are you at? You
West Coast.
Golf here?
Oh yeah. I'm going to West Coast. We're staying in Fort Myers. We'll be in that area down there. So that's where we'll be hanging out. I may actually go see the Red Sox. I may go one day and actually check out the Red Sox if they allow me in there. I don't know. You know, I guess they allow fans. You can just go see.
I think they allow people in there. Yeah,
they do, right? Yeah. I mean, even though there's no games, you can go watch the. Watch all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right? I think most teams have the workouts open free. I don't know, the Yankees have. You don't charge money until the games start.
Yeah, that's good. Good. All right, let's talk about the Yankees. You know, let's start with this. It doesn't look like Machado or Harper are coming there. But with that said, as I always say, Sween, until these guys sign, I never rule the Yankees out. How about that?
That's pretty much what I've always believed, but you know the Yankees are feeling like they're complete, and they're acting like they're complete. So, you know, it's the Yankees have you've seen them before, kind of play their game where they shy away and then they pounce, but you know they usually take care of that by December if they're that interested. So, it would still, I guess, at this point, it'd have to surprise me if either one of them are here, considering you know the Yankees are where they are And we're getting ready to kick things off. I mean, they still feel really good about their team and would have to make more moves beyond just signing one of those guys. You know, they'd have to move some pieces around if that was going to happen.
I'll tell you one thing. I look at the Yankee pitching this year going into the season, and even though there's no real great superstar guy in the rotation, obviously the addition of Paxton is huge for them, no doubt about it. But then when you look at what the bullpen is, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, on paper, I don't see anybody got a better bullpen than the Yankees do. How about the pitching in general, though, coming into the season, Sweeney?
I think the only question really is the depth at the back end of the rotation. CC Sabathia is a fifth starter. I think a lot of teams would take that. And when
you think about
the idea of, you know, if he can give you 25 starts, let's say, I don't know any team that doesn't have questions about their fifth starter and how much they're getting out of him, and you know how effective they think he can be. So I think that's a decent problem, but you also have the compounding fact of Sabathia's age, his history with his knee, and his most recent issue with his heart. And he's over that, and he's been able to get working out again. He's gone through a bullpen session for the first time in a couple of weeks. Might be a little behind. But not that far behind where you won't see him, second week into the season. So, I look at what's beyond that and think, you're looking at the group that includes Domingo Germán and Chance Adams.
Mm-hmm, right,
and if somebody
right.
inevitably goes down, where are you going and how much can you get from them? So that's really the one area of concern. When I look at the depth of the rotation, in the front four, I mean, you're talking about the ability. If you're trying to break up the lefties, remember you have three lefties right now with Paxton, Happ, and Sabathia.
Right, right.
You start Severino, you're probably going to throw one of their lefties in there. I would think Paxton, too. That means, Masahiro Tanaka is either your number three or number four guy. And I don't get too caught up in the rankings of them because you're not starting a playoff series in April. But the idea of matching up with another team's third or fourth and getting that kind of matchup as often as you can, I think that's something where the Yankees certainly feel good about their rotation with Happ and Tanaka holding down those next two spots.
How do you see the bullpen playing out? Because, you got about four guys on this team right now that probably could close games. Obviously, Chapman's going to be the closer. But how's that going to play out in the pen?
Yeah, I think it's Betances and Chapman at the back end, and then you've got Britton and Ottavino to help get you there.
Right.
Chad Green's the one guy that I really am kind of curious to see how they use him, because 2 years ago he was a multi-inning guy, and last year he was more appearances and limited to the number of outs he was getting. You know, I was talking to him this morning about it, actually, and just seeing, like, physically how he felt he came out with the different styles that he was used. He didn't seem to think there was much difference.
Sweeney there? Kind of losing Sweeney here a little bit. I think we lost him completely. Oh, there you are. Okay. No,
yeah,
we lost you there a little bit, so I'm sorry. We lost you a little bit, but you're back. Go ahead.
I'm saying it really depends on the rest you get after those multi-inning appearances. So I feel like he's kind of an X factor here because of how good he has been for the Yankees. He was better 2 years ago in that 2-3 inning stint. And listen, maybe the Yankees don't have much need for that particular role if their rotation plays the way you think it's going to. So maybe he does end up being more of a one-inning guy. But, you know, they've got five legit guys right there. Jonathan Holder was pretty good for stretches last year where you can look at him and say any of these guys can get you those 3-4 innings you're looking for if you get good starts.
Sween, a lot's been made of Troy Tulowitzki being on his team. You know, I hear, I actually, most of what I hear is negativity about Troy Tulowitzki, to be very honest with you. How about it? What do you see from him this season?
I don't know what to see from him. Anytime you're talking about a guy that missed an entire season, there's a big unknown there, even with a guy who has a resume like Troy Tulowitzki's. By all indications, he's been working out really well, and that's what, you know, prompted the Yankees to sign him. And make him their stopgap shortstop. But until he's out there and, you know, in game situations and you see how those feet respond, you know, to back-to-backs and you know, you need him to be – he needs to do more than control workouts. You know, he has to play baseball every day. And until you see that, you're not going to really know what he's about. If he's healthy, I think you have an idea of who he is. And the Yankees are still looking at Didi Gregorius as a guy they feel will be back in, you know, as the summer gets going. So I think they, you know, they're an injury away from some chaos because I don't think their best infield has Torres and Andujar both on the left side. I think that's inconsistent on the left side. If you look at how their infield defense played a year ago. And, you know, one of the reasons I think you like is Tulowitzki's potential there in between those guys. But if you have to shift Torres over, LeMahieu's fine at second, but I still think that left side is a little touchy, especially when you've got three left-handers in the rotation. So their infield defense was not very good last year. And you're taking some steps to try to make it a little bit better here with Tulowitzki at short, but you know, he's got to take the field for him to make that happen.
All right, let's assume Tulowitzki's the shortstop. How does the rest of it play out? Because you got LeMahieu, you got Glaber, you got Andujar. You know, none of those guys are going to play first base, I don't think. So, I mean, how's that going to work out then if Tulowitzki's the shortstop every day?
Pretty straightforward with Andujar at third and Torres second. I think LeMahieu gets the time to spell whether it's Torres or Tulowitzki
and
moving guys around. I do think that you'll see LeMahieu get his reps late in games at third base for Andujar. And we'll see how much he's been able to improve Andujar, I'm talking about defensively at third base. But we saw in the playoff situations what they did. And you've got a guy like LeMahieu who needs to get some at-bats and get some reps. I would think he'd see a lot of time subbing late in games for Andujar. And, you know, I don't know how much outfield time he would see, how much first base time he would see. But you've got, you know, he's a gold glove second baseman. So I think, you know, the majority of time, who can play third, the majority of time you'd see him is at second as Torres shifts over and he's the day, or at third as filling in for Andujar, either as a full day off for Andujar or a late inning situation.
All right, how about first base? I mean, I wouldn't completely yet give up on Greg Bird. I still, you know, I got to at least see another year. Hopefully he stays healthy. Who knows where he's going to be. But Bird, Voit, I mean, first base.
They're playing not just for a job. They're playing for a roster spot.
Right,
If you look at a team that's carrying 13 pitchers, you're talking about a three-man bench. You're not going to carry a guy who's simply a backup first baseman on your bench. So they're playing for a roster spot. And, you know, I don't know what's going to go into their evaluation of it, but I think it's pretty straightforward, is that who hits better this spring. I mean, you know, that's, you know, they talk about results not mattering a lot of times. This is, if you're trying to win the first base job, the results are going to matter. You know, I can't see one guy hitting 190 and saying they're real good at bats, another guy hitting 280, and the guy who hits 190 gets the job. They both have minor league options remaining. So, Aaron Boone in his opening press conference alluded to the fact that they have some depth and might have, you know, a really good team at AAA. I think that's a hint that whoever doesn't win the first base job is going to be the first baseman at AAA. I don't think either one of them wants that, obviously. So I think you're going to see some real good competition here.
Sweeney Murray down with the Yankees, of course, in Tampa in spring training. All right, Gary Sanchez, he's got to have a better year than last year, Sweeney. I mean, how about him now coming into camp?
I think they're banking on that. You know, the guy had two DL stints last year with the groin injury, and he had shoulder surgery in the off season. So hard to really say what he was feeling physically all during the year and how it impacted him. He's not really letting on so much. And he mentioned yesterday he's already forgotten about last year. Nobody else has. We all remember what last year was.
Of course.
But he's got a lot of support, and it's, you know, I don't know if unusual is the right word, but Aaron Boone has gone out of his way to back Gary Sanchez and show confidence to Sanchez so that, you know, that maybe presents itself in a positive way to Sanchez to go out and just play and come back to being the type of player where he was a couple of years ago, especially offensively. You know, Boone went to visit Sanchez at his home in Dominican this winter, and spent time with him and his family. You know, the manager isn't doing that with 40 guys. He's not doing that with 25 guys. He's probably not doing that with 10 or 12 guys. So there's a level of commitment there to Aaron Boone and Gary Sanchez that has really been present since day one. And you can take that and draw, you know, you can go back 2 years and say, look at what we perceive the relationship to be between Gary Sanchez and Joe Girardi, and look at all the opportunities that Aaron Boone has taken to back Gary Sanchez publicly and keep patting him on the back and trying to get the best out of this guy. The Yankees are fully committed to Sanchez, and they hope that last year is behind him, and that, you know, I think everybody believes that he's going to be better than last year. The question is, you know, how much better? Is he going to be able to hit again to the level that he did in 2017? Remember, he missed a full month on the DL that year, too, and is he going to be able to really get some of his defensive issues behind him? And I don't think it's going to be, you know, just snap your fingers and it's over. He just has to be better. You know, he's not going to – I don't think anybody expects him to beat Johnny Bench right away, but I just think he has to be better than what he's been.
All right, the outfield. Is the outfield going to be Judge, Hicks, and Giancarlo, or is Giancarlo going to be mostly a DH with Gardner playing a lot in left field?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Brett Gardner. You know, they value his defense. And, again, the Yankees don't have a lot of – elite defensive players on this team.
Yeah, right.
Brett Gardner
right.
is one of them. You know, if you and whether it's simply by looking at your eyes or looking at metrics, Gardner is the only player that really stands out as elite defensively on this team. Aaron Judge is a really good defender. Didi Gregorius is a good defender, although the numbers aren't as kind to him. But you can see, you know, how good a player he is. So I think Gardner is going to get plenty of time playing in the outfield, Aaron Hicks in center field. And then, you know, you do have the DH spot where it's going to be, you know, a lot of outfield, you know, outfield rotation between those four. Plus you want to get Sanchez a day, and Buhar maybe, the roster as what it looks like it's going to play out. We'll have room for the fifth outfielder and Clint Frazier, if he's healthy, can lock that down. And you'll see some at bats from him too. And I don't know if it's a right-left situation you'll see between Frazier and Gardner, but you're going to have room to get, you know, the DH will certainly help the Yankees fill that outfield rotation.
The Gregorius timetable, you said sometime in the summer. Would you say after the All-Star break for Didi?
I don't think anybody is really, you know, confident in saying yet, Joe, that it's going to be a particular window. June, July, August is pretty much what they've been saying all along. And the Yankees have used words like significant portion of the season. So, I mean, I think you got to look at the idea that, you know, in June, you're going to be start being able to to foresee when he comes back. I think you pretty much have to figure that, you know, you're going to be without him absolutely the first 2 months of the season, and then start to, you know, maybe you peek in on what his workload is and what he's going to be able to do in the month of May to see how far away he might be at that point.
All right, how about Boone now coming into his second season? You know, it's funny because I don't hear a lot of great things talking to callers about Boone. And, you know, it's almost like it gets lost in the shuffle a little bit that the Yankees actually won 100 games last year. I mean, I understand Boston had this historic year where, you know, 108 wins and they buried everybody in the playoffs right through the World Series. But, you know, I mean, the Yankees did win 100 games last year. How about Boone in his second year?
I want to point out you made a really good observation there about what Boston did too, because they destroyed great teams
in
the playoffs.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
I mean, when you think about looking at what the Yankees, the Astros, and the Dodgers were, they didn't just beat these teams. They destroyed
them
in October.
Yep.
And added to that 108 wins. I mean, that's a lot like what the 1998 Yankees did. And taking what, you know, remember, they beat the Indians along the way in the playoffs. You know, the Padres team that, I forget what it was, 98 games or something like that.
Swept them.
Yeah. So I think if you're going to be fair as a Yankee fan and talk about how great the 98 Yankees were, you have to be fair and think about who the Red Sox were last year and how they just destroyed everybody in their path come October.
Yeah.
That said, you wait for them to come back down a little bit. The Yankees are still a team that, you know, is in this 95 to 100 win range based on the talent that they have. Aaron Boone's in a weird spot here because he has to be better than last year, but that doesn't mean winning more games in the regular season.
That means,
you know, going farther in the playoffs. And, you know, it's kind of time. You know, I wrote about this earlier in the week on WFAN.com. You know, the Yankees haven't won a division title since 2012.
Hmm.
You know, they've won three since 2007. You know, it's time for the Yankees. This rebuild didn't happen, you know, overnight with those trade deadline acquisitions. They've been rebuilding probably really since the night Derek Jeter broke his ankle in 2012. Because look at what happened to the teams really after that. It's taken some time for them to get to this point where they can legitimately expect to be a World Series contender. They were one last year, and they got run over by that machine that we talked about that the Red Sox were. They come back again this year. Think about this. Joe Girardi won a World Series in his second year. Joe Torre won in his first year. You know, the teams that Buck Showalter took over weren't good enough to compete until, like, his third year was 94 when they were going to be, you know, when they were ahead at the strike. So this is a really big year and a time for Aaron Boone to take a step forward here. And not just him, like the players on this team. You know, think about all the great Yankees throughout the past and really – how early in their careers they were able to win World Series
titles.
DiMaggio, Mantle,
yep, no
Jeter,
doubt,
you know,
no
all
doubt
these guys
about
won
it
in their first couple of years.
Yep, yep.
So when you're talking about Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez and, you know, all these guys early in their careers, this is the window here where you start, you know, you kind of step on the pedal a little bit. The only exceptions really were the teams in the 70s, and it took a little while for them to kind of build back up because of how bad they were in the mid to late 60s. This is a big year for this team. And, you know, I think Aaron Boone feels that pressure. I think he welcomes that. He wouldn't take him a job if he didn't. You're right. We kind of lose sight of the fact that the team was good last year because they got run over in October. But, you know, you start over again and hope they'll change the storyline.
Sween, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk
to you. Joe.
First of many as the season gets going. Sweeney Murdy with the Yankees down in Tampa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.